today's daf is Pesach and daf Lamed Aleph. We start with the Mishnah on the bottom of daf Lamed Amud Beis, where the Mishnah tells us Goy shehuves Yisrael alchem tzor achara Pesach mutar ba'ana. Goy lends money to a Jew before Pesach, and the Jew gives his chametz as a security to the Goy in case he doesn't pay back. So when the Jew defaults on the loan, the chametz is considered to have belonged to the Goy the entire time, and therefore it's not a problem of chametz shavah of Pesach. Such chametz is mutar. But if it's the reverse, if it's Yisrael shehuves nachri alchem tzor achara Pesach asr ba'ana, the Jew lends money to the guy, and the guy gives his chametz to the Jew to watch as security in case he defaults on the loan. So in that case, the chametz is considered to belong to the Jew for the entire Pesach, and therefore it is a problem of chametz shavar of Pesach. It's going to be asur b'ana after Pesach. So the Gemara tells us that there's a machlokas amoraim, Abaye and Rava. In general, when a person defaults on a loan, and the lender takes possession of the collateral, do we assume that the lender takes possession of the collateral only at the moment of default? Is it mikanu l'habahu gova? Or is it even l'mafreya, from the moment that he first gave the collateral, from the moment of the loan, the lender already has possession of the collateral? So Abaye considers the lender to be the owner of the time, going back to the time of the loan, l'mafreya. Rava says it's only mikanu l'habah. So the Gemara has two rayas, again, two kashas on Rava. One of them is going to be from our Mishnah, that's why we bring it in. The first kasha on Rava is the much more confusing case. That was the case where Reuven sells a field to Shimon. Shimon doesn't pay for it up front, but Reuven says, if anyone ever takes this field away from you, I'll pay you back for it. Shimon doesn't pay for it. Zatvan Alav B'milva, he instead writes a shtar that he owes the money for the field, and then if Reuven dies and his creditor tries to take the field from Shimon, and Shimon says, you know what, don't take the field, let me just give you money, so he pays off the creditor with the money, Reuven's children can say to Shimon, you shouldn't have paid the money, because metaltlin of Yisomim is not Meshubatu Balchov. That money, we didn't have to go to the Balchov of our father, but that field, you still owe us the money for that field, and if you don't want to pay us cash for that field, so give us that field, and they can take that field away from Shimon. So Shimon has to return the field and he's stuck. So Rava suggested in that case that Shimon has a way out. Ipikeach Shimon. If Shimon is smart, what he should do is he should have the Yisomim collect the land instead of the money and then go back to the Yisomim and say, look, when your father sold me the land, it was with Achrayus. It was with the deal that if anyone ever starts up with me and takes the field from me, I can get it back from them. You just started up with me and took the field from me, so now I can get it back from you. And he can then take the field right back from them. So the Gemara just points out that this only seems to work if lemafreya hu gove. If the Yisomim are considered, if when the Yisomim collect that field from Shimon, it's considered to have belonged to Reuven the entire time, so then Shimon has recourse and can say, okay, now give it back to me. But if when the Yisomim collect that field from Shimon, it's only mikanu l'haba, they're the ones that are first taking possession of it now, going forward, so Shimon can't come and take that field back from them. That's not Reuven's field, it's Reuven's Yisomim's field. It's the field that they purchased on their own. So this seems to be against Rava. Rava seems to be Soser himself. So the Gemara says, no, Shaini Hasam, Da'amalu, Ki Echid, Mishtabadna Lavuchan, Mishtabadna Nami, Lubal Chov Davuchan. Shimon could tell the orphans that just like the land is mortgaged to pay Reuven back, it's also mortgaged to pay Reuven's creditors back. And Shimon is one of Reuven's creditors because it was sold by Achrayus. So he's allowed to collect the land. That's based on Shibud de Rabbi Nassim, that if A owes B money and B owes C money, so C can collect the money directly from A. That was one, the more confusing kasha on Rava. The less confusing kasha on Rava was just straight from our Mishnah. We say that the chametz, which is used as a security on a loan that's defaulted on after Pesach, is considered to be in the possession of the lender throughout Pesach, which means that lemafreya hu gove, that it seems to be that it's already considered the property of the lender going back to the time of the loan, and not mikanu l'haba, so against Rava. So the Gemara says, no, hachem v'mayaskinan kishir hinu. The Mishnah is talking about a case where the borrower actually gave it to the lender to keep in his possession in advance. Normally, we talk about a security. The borrower is still holding on to it. He just says, look, if I don't pay you back cash, you'll be able to take my watch, you'll be able to take my this, my that. But the borrower is still holding on to it. Over here, he had given it to the lender at the beginning. So then the lender takes possession already at the beginning. Now the Gemara suggests a lema ketanayim. Maybe this machlokas abayin rava, whether mikan alavah or mafreya, is really a machlokas tanayim. But the Gemara says, no, it's not a machlokas tanayim. What the tanayim are talking about is the following case. Yisrael shehil v'nachri alchem, so a Jew lends money to a guy before Pesach, and the guy gives his chametz as a collateral, so the Tanakhama says, la'achra Pesach eino over. The Jew is not considered to own the chametz on Pesach, because even though balchov kona mashko, normally a balchov is considered to own any collateral that's in his possession, but Yisrael minachri lo kona. That's only when it's two Jews. But a Jew from a guy is not kona mashkon. And Rameir says, no, if a Jew from a Jew is kona mashkon, for sure a Jew from a guy is kona mashkon. So therefore it is chametz shavalov Pesach. But in the reverse case, where it's nachri shilvli Yisrael al chemtzo, the guy lent money to a Jew with chametz as the collateral, well then for sure, even though balchov is kona mashkon, a guy is not kona the mashkon of a Jew. It's certainly not going to work in that way. When our Mishnah says that the chametz is mutar banah, it's talking about a case where the borrower explicitly said mei achshav, that the lender should take ownership of the chametz immediately. But normally it doesn't work that way. And then at the very end of the daf, you learn the Mishnah that if you have chametz shnafalav amapolas, that a building caves in on the chametz, you don't need to do anything to it. It's already considered completely destroyed. But Rabbi Shimon Liel says, yeah, that's only true if it's so deeply buried that a dog won't be able to sniff it out, which the Gemara says is defined as three tzfachim deep, and the Gemara also adds that you also have to do bitul chametz. But when it comes to a shomer chidam guarding somebody's money, then you don't have to bury it three tzfachim deep because it's not about a dog sniffing it out; it's just about protecting it from people seeing it and finding it. Then it would only need to be one tefach deep, and that's where we left off at the Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Aleph and Beis.